Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Who? Brownies are so good.
I like the corner brownie. I like the two edges that are...
The burnt part?
Yeah. Not burnt, just like
crispy.
Crisp.
I like it burnt. Yeah.
And chewier. It's a little chewier. I like that. I'm thinking maybe chocolate chip ice cream instead of just plain vanilla. I'm having that tonight.
For dinner?
I'm going to make brownies and I'm going to... Actually, I don't know.
Oh, you're not... Just that. Text John.
He won't make brownies. He only wants to eat healthy now. He's like on this kick because all we do is eat cruddy food. So now he's making like turkey burgers. And
the turkey burgers are good.
Yeah, they're fine. And it's just not as good as a regular burger. Just healthy. They taste healthy. Like you can taste the health in them. All right. You want to start with Survivor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I watched it this morning at 3 a.m.
Because
I just could not stay up.
It's on late. Well, I mean, for us, it's on late. Right. 8 o'clock.
So I was watching the Sox. By the way, the Boston Red Sox are playing great.
I'm so excited for them.
They're up 3-1.
I'm just excited because I haven't watched any games or anything, but my brother and my husband are just like, they're clearly, I have no idea that they were this into baseball.
We're kind of housebound at my house right now. So, you know, the missus.
With the baby.
Right, she's all, who are you rooting for? And I go, well, I mean, our team's not in it, but. I'm watching this because I like... She goes, well, I got Boston.
Oh.
Okay, I got Boston too. You mean because of Sarah? And she goes, yeah. I'm like, why do you have Boston? She goes, well, the marathon. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud.
That's hilarious. That's cute.
She needs
they got marathons in Houston too. What the hell? Yeah, but that one's not as prestigious, she says. Okay, whatever.
Major League Baseball is praying for the Dodgers and the Red Sox.
Yeah, they are.
Mm.
And it looks like
They're going to get it too, by the way.
Yeah. Dodgers are ahead 3-2.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, Survivor. So I watched, I went to bed. And watch Survivor this morning. So tell me your thoughts.
My thoughts are that when they reveal who got kicked off last night to the other two tribes that are now, because they merged, they split the two tribes into three tribes. Mm-hmm. And David got screwed. There's a David team and a Goliath team.
Mm-hmm.
And the David team just got screwed. It's 2-3 on every single team. It just somehow divided like that.
There's already weaklings. And then they get the screw job.
Right.
I agree.
I thought the only chance for a Goliath to leave was if, is the lady's name Natalie?
The one.
The black
spoiler
lady.
Alert.
Who,
Natalie Cole is her name.
Oh, that's right. Natalie Cole. Because
She
is a pill, man.
She's still on there, huh?
She's a trip.
She
was sitting there.
Oh, my God. Like on her throne.
On her butt going, here's what you do. Here's what you're going to do, and here's what you're going to do.
You do this, you do that. And then she can't
And they're doing it.
They're doing it, but they're looking at each other like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're really doing this. And then, so these two people are trying to light a fire, and she just can't shut up. Oh, grab that. Now you need tinder. Now you need to grab that one piece of parchment there. Now you need to, I think it's time for a bigger log now. Come on, you don't want to blow on it. Stop blowing on it. Just put more fuel in there.
Jeez.
Like, honest to God, nonstop. And they're just kind of looking at each other. So I thought the only chance for... of Goliath to go home instead of a David, because that's, you know, of course we're rooting for the underdog. All my favorite people are on the David team. Like that nerd and his nerd girlfriend, I love them.
His little moments alone are pretty classic.
Yeah. Oh. And he's actually like chumming right up with those dudes,
well,
too.
He's asking him all the right questions,
like?
Isn't he?
Yeah. His name is Christian.
Okay, I see him.
So how do I become a part of Slamtown?
He's a robotic scientist.
What is the demographic of Slamtown?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it sounds like it's made up just of people that you've actually slammed. but they love him because he's so nerdy. He's great. And then his little girlfriend, Gabby, with her big elephant ears, and she's just sobbing. So adorable.
I fast-forwarded through that part.
Oh, really? No, it was cute. She's all weepy.
I'll watch commercials over watching that. I saw the tears coming and was like, I'm out of here. Boop.
Oh, they look like brother and sister.
like I'm on the outs right now. Because he's getting along with someone other than me. Mm.
Shut up. What is that?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. We're not Gabby. Supposed to say that. That's on the list.
Oh, right.
We don't say,
oh, shut up.
Be quiet.
Sounds piggy.
Pipe down. Anyway, the show's great. I actually thought that it was just the producers doing a good job. And, you know, they have to make it seem like as they go into tribal council that there's a chance someone besides who you know is going home is going home. And I thought that they were doing a great job misleading us right up until it turned out that they weren't misleading us. I thought for sure one of the two Davids would go home and was quite surprised, that, as was the person who went home. Oh, I love when they don't make a clean break. I mean, it's always nice to see someone stand up and go, "Ah, you got me. Good luck, guys. You know, great game." This person just didn't even want to get up.
Went death stare. Like,
did you vote for me? Did you?
Was it Natalie Cole?
No, it wasn't Natalie Cole. Oh. It wasn't. It was good, though.
And then he goes, "Sorry."
Don't say sorry.
Yeah, that was,
then she's
that
like
was good.
Kicking herself. Well, afterward, and
I do think, and I hope actually that when she gets to see how she was behaving there for a second, that she'll see that was her. She undid herself.
She undid herself. There was another plan in place.
They
and
were locked and ready to go, and she, with her mouth, got herself.
Yep.
Done.
And now that team has a majority because they added someone who was kicked off, someone who was kicked to Exile Island, who didn't get assigned to a team, was going to join whatever team had someone kicked off. And now that's the one tribe with a David majority. So it's interesting.
It's a great show.
To me and Vinny.
Right.
I see you yes, see looking at me
quietly.
Like,
I'm trying to follow along because I want to know. I have the whole cast, mm-hmm. So I want to start crossing people off who I know aren't on there anymore, so I don't have to look at them anymore.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, because when you guys talk about people, mm-hmm. I want to go, oh, not them. They're gone.
Well, bring it in here. I'll cross it off for you. All right. CBS mm-hmm. has the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53. And I don't see the date on it. Oh, February 3rd.
And who has it?
CBS.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a big deal to get the spot after the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Survivor had it one time. You know, because you get a ton of promotion during the game, and if they've got something new that they want to promote, they'll stick it there, you know, like a big show or even like a live late night show. Sometimes they'll do like a late night special mm-hmm. live right afterward. And this year, they are going to premiere a brand new show called The World's Best. So I don't believe I got to this story.
No.
But we definitely were reading about this a week or so ago. It's going to be Drew Barrymore, RuPaul, Faith Hill, and they are judges for a one-of-a-kind talent competition featuring elite acts from all around the world. James Corden of Late Late Show with James Corden is the host.
Okay.
And I guess he's an executive producer. So basically, it's a 10-episode series. It hails from, the world's biggest sporting event. Then they're just talking about the Super Bowl pairing. It's the first of its kind global talent competition. Features acts from every genre imaginable from every corner of the planet. You not only have to impress the judges, you also need to impress the wall of the world. 50 experts from around the world in every field of entertainment in order to advance through in the competition. So it's 10 episodes. And it starts right after the Super Bowl. And believe me, you'll be hearing more about it. And if you watch the Super Bowl, you'll probably know the whole thing.
All right.
But it's interesting. I don't know if they're going to go all around the world to do this or if everyone has to come to America. Because I can't imagine that Drew
Is
Barrymore.
Is it like the world's got talent, not America's got talent?
Yep. The world's best, it's called. Mm. So the world's best blank.
Yeah.
Fisherman? I don't know. I have to assume it's all entertainment-based stuff.
Right.
So,
fisherman?
I don't know.
All right.
You know, whatever the world's best of
laundry folder. Yeah, anything. I mean,
but again, the judges are Drew Barrymore, RuPaul, and Faith Hill.
Okay.
So there you go. That is starting right after the Super Bowl on CBS. Welcome to our old home. The National Football League is doing just fine. Thank you very much. There was a lot of talk that people have been jumping off. Last year was a down season for them. And they are back, baby.
Oh, the ratings
are trending way up. good. This season. Through the first 6 weeks, the NFL games have collectively averaged about 15.6 million viewers, which is about 4% ahead of last season, which was about 15 million people per game if you average it all out. Primetime games, which suffered the largest drops last year, they're all up too. Sunday Night Football on NBC is averaging more than 20 million viewers. And they include the streaming numbers, up over 5%.
Even the people who've fallen off, like myself, are still on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the NFL has us. They really do. And that's all the stuff. It's the marketing is good, the team association, even the teams who are like, we're moving to Las Vegas. Still the people are all, we're with you.
Yeah.
Even though the team's losing, we're with you.
Yeah,
Raiders.
I'm looking at all Monday Night Football, Thursday Night, everything is way up.
Yeah.
Several percentage points higher.
They've got it.
Yep.
You know, I was talking to, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
This was a conversation in my house the other night because the missus was like, my daughter said, what stuff did you like to watch? Let's watch one of those shows to my missus.
Hmm.
And she goes, well, I like the Jetsons.
Mm.
So they watched the Jetsons. And then they asked what I liked. And I really, as I sort of searched through my I didn't watch that much. So I watched a little bit of the Popeyes on Sundays because...
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday morning cartoons were always
because
big.
I couldn't leave the house yet.
Right.
I was like trapped. So I had to wait until mom, you know, released me into the day. But you know what my favorite thing was the NFL.
Mm.
And then I started going, you know what though? I bet we only got one game a week, if that.
Mm.
I remember I used to be glued to the halftime highlights on Monday Night Football. Sorry, so I guess there were two games
mm-hmm.
a week. And that was my favorite thing, the NFL.
And it's true, you might have gotten more than one on, you know, like an afternoon and a later game.
Probably not.
But yeah, it does seem like
we had three channels.
And you would get your local team.
Right.
And then, yeah, you'd have to watch the roundup on...
on halftime highlights. So they didn't even... ESPN wasn't thing yet.
Yeah.
Damn, things have changed a lot.
But that was my favorite show.
Well, I don't miss, you know, having to pee and needing to wait until the commercial break and then, you know, fight your brother for the bathroom. Or having to be home. Remember when... the weeknights or whatever night it was that the Brady Bunch was on, like, people's moms would call out the door, like, and then we would all scatter. Like, you had to be home to watch the Brady Bunch because you had to be sitting in front of your TV at that time.
So,
or your dad making you go change the channel. You'd have to get up and walk across and change the channel and then tune
remote.
It in.
Yes.
And then he'd be like, you know, you'd tune it in with the rabbit ears, the big antenna on top of your TV, and you'd be holding it, and then you'd let go, and he goes, just stand there. You have to stand there holding the thing.
So was there a cartoon that you watched?
Tom and Jerry.
That was it.
I still love Tom and Jerry. I like the old ones, though, not the... Because they went to newer ones and the cat was a little longer and just some more simply drawn. The old Tom and Jerry's were my favorite. I loved Mighty Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
The Warner Brothers ones.
Brothers, the Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
those
were great.
Yeah.
But we used to have this thing called... I think it was on right after Speed Racer. It was called Kimba the White Lion. And I think I've brought this up to you guys before, and I don't think you guys had it on this coast.
Because
Kimba and Speed Racer,
I didn't watch it.
They were both anime style,
uh-huh.
But everybody had Speed Racer, and I don't think everybody had Kimba the White Lion.
Definitely
man,
Speed
I used to watch
Racer.
That.
Who in?
I'm looking up Kimba right now.
No. I was going to ask you, which cartoon?
Oh.
What's like, if you had a kid that was like, I want to watch your cartoon, the one you liked.
Hands
what would
down,
you say?
Super Friends.
Oh,
hands down.
Right.
Yeah,
I was
love Super
so
Friends.
Into that. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun,
I just really dun, didn't dun, associate dun. With that at all. Mm. It's like,
Well, we're from
so did you watch a football game?
Generation.
Is that what you...
No, that was their thing. They were watching the Jetsons, but we were talking and I was like, I don't think I got one for you.
I also liked Voltron. The Five Lions.
Nobody knows
I also
what
watched
that
G.I.
is.
Joe a lot. G.I. Joe was like huge.
Someone mentioned Scooby-Doo. That was a big one at our house.
Yeah, that was big. Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This one, I just found this kind of interesting, and I guess it's sort of a no-brainer because, of course, they're not building brand new sets for every single thing that they do, but there's some pretty funny reused sets, like one's for a rom-com and another one's for a horror movie. The bank This is like, if you've ever watched a movie and said, oh, I swear I've seen that before, mm-hmm. it's because you probably have. It's been in other movies. The bank that Dr. Octopus robs in Spider-Man 2 is the same one where Adam Sandler tries to get a job in The Wedding Singer. So they just have a bank set up. It's probably been the bank in a million others. Like, when you picture that a bank on TV.
That's it.
That's the one. Kermit the Frog's mansion in The Muppets is also the mansion from The Big Lebowski. The repair shop where Jim Carrey picks up his car in the mask is the headquarters of the original Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
They set it up and just dress the set. The train station where Superman defeats General Zod in Man of Steel. And do you actually have a recollection of that? Is also some train station. I mean, how many train stations? To me, why would you build a set of a train station? Just find a train station. Just film it there.
Because then you can film anytime you want.
Yeah,
and you don't have to deal at all with the people.
And you can light it the way you want.
The lighting. It's all about the lighting.
So that same train station was used in My Best Friend's Wedding, where Michael is sitting alone on a bench. I totally don't remember. I saw that movie.
If you ever get a chance to get the Paramount lot or walk around the Paramount, you'll just see so many different things being shot there. And all the buildings being reused.
It is fun to go to places where they've got, you know, they'll have like a full city block in New York City and they drag a, you know, a painting down to the end of it to make it look like the street goes on. And
you know, what was that movie Jim Carrey was in where they filmed
Pet Detective.
No, where they filmed his whole life with
Bruce Almighty.
Ed something.
Truman Show.
Hey. So the big giant pool is on the Paramount lot where, you know, he's about to drown and... It's like, you know, drown him, like it's right there.
And he hits the end.
Yeah.
You know, there was also a story about the house. I guess they filmed in a neighborhood where right by Mexico Beach, or is that the name of the place that just got decimated by Hurricane Michael?
Yeah.
One door down is like a town called Seaside or something along those lines. And they were showing all the houses that were used on the, you know, that street where he's, you know, good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Oh, right.
And they were showing how those actually survived.
Oh.
But, you know, everything's sort of ruined around them, but those survived. And people, you know, live in those homes. It's a beautiful neighborhood. The high school in Pretty in Pink is also the high school in A Nightmare on Elm Street. And Charles Xavier's, whatever, School for Gifted Youngsters in X-Men.
Yeah.
Is Adam Sandler's mansion in Billy Madison.
Oh.
Sort of cute.
You want it or no? It's up to you.
Let's do
all
it!
All right, Floyd Mayweather. Come on in, Hooman. Look at us. We're going to get to all the audio you pulled today.
Wow.
Floyd Mayweather says he's not done with Conor McGregor. He talked to TMZ Sports and said he's going to do a rematch. But this is going to be after he... rematches with that Khabib guy, Nurmagomedov.
Perfect. Ready?
So, Floyd is saying he expects to make over $100 million in
absolutely.
Nine figures.
Dude, I hope you invite your whole crew over again. We're all glued to the TV.
I'll do that for you.
I'll make the t-shirts again. Too small.
You made t-shirts?
Yeah, what was the one where I made the t-shirts for? No, it fit nobody and everyone had to rip their t-shirts to put them on?
I don't know. I think it was the Ronda Rousey fight.
It might have been, yeah.
All I remember is pulling that thing on and like it was so tight under my arms. I was like, I feel like a doll wearing
one. I thought you had shirts. Was it Manny Pacquiao?
That's what it was.
The Pacquiao fight. That's right. Anyway, there you go.
And they're all too tiny?
Yeah, well, I couldn't. All the Pacquiao shirts sold out, and so I had to go to a place where they just
is
make
it
the
Chinatown
t-shirt.
Or,
yeah, it was
or
in Chinatown. Yeah, you go to Chinatown, they make whatever
they
t-shirt
only had
you
one
want.
Size.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Hooman. Great job
today.
All of this whole week. Are you kidding me?
All the days, buddy.
Tomorrow's New Music Friday. I bet you can't wait for that.
And don't forget, huge movie review coming up at 9:15. And we put up an Instagram post. Me and Rudy, everyone, if you could like it and leave a comment, that would be great.
Bragger.
What's coming up?
That.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Right now, caller number 97 instantly wins. You guys are so well trained. The lines are already going crazy.
I know. Well, it's Disney, Sarah.
Yeah, people love their Disney. Right now, if you are calling 97, you instantly win a Disney gift card. This is from Coco? Oh.
No.
What is this?
This is The Princess and the Frog.
Oh.
I did that for Vinny.
Evangeline is this firefly is in love with this star.
That's right.
And and he thinks Evangeline is a one of him, this big bright star that he loves.
Hmm. Well, if you love Disney, like we love Disney,
I love this movie.
This isn't a popular song, but because we talked about The Princess and the Frog the past couple days, I just thought.
Colin 97 right now gets a Disney gift card and is in the running for the Disney Cruise Escape to the Bahamas. Have you been checking out Jane's pictures? She's posting at Alice973 and on her own Jane Picks.
Hubba hubba.
She is having a good time is what it looks like to
What's
me.
What's going on over there, huh?
Pate.
It's three vacations in one. Enjoy Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment found only on board. Next chance to qualify is 11:35. But do it right now. 800-400-3697. Call in 97.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has this show on it.
Mm.
Like, you can watch it.
Yeah,
you can
hi.
Watch us.
Go to the look. Just go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass link.
You want
to
see the picture of organizational skill? Take a look at my desk.
Oh, yes.
It's
everything
a beauty.
Is just neat as a pin
right
over there.
Anyway.
Don't ask him to find anything.
Get out of here. Here's what's happening. The Bay Area is so expensive that employees at the companies that have driven the prices up, including Apple, Uber, Google, and other tech giants, these employees are putting off having kids because they can't afford it.
Right.
These are the people who make all the money and are able to rent around here, but they can't even. It's getting so expensive that more than half of the tech employees from Amazon to Apple say increased cost of living has caused them to delay starting a family. Despite earning six-figure salaries, tech employees can barely afford a place to live, let alone start a family.
No doubt. Not to mention, if you have any kind of commute, you just feel like, God, I don't have the time. I want to devote myself to a family, but I'm spending 6 hours on the road every day.
Delaying having kids is a nationwide trend, and at $230,000, the average cost of raising a child is at an all-time high, and people are weighing their finances. I'm glad to hear that people are actually being deliberate about things.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the money to do this? No, the birth control stays. We're not playing games with that.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Well, the problem is that, you know, the clock is ticking. I hate to say that and remind people, but it's, you know, the longer you wait, the harder it might be to get pregnant, the older you'll be as a parent.
I mentioned that conversation I had with one of our interns the other day, because it's interesting to hear young people, you know, we don't always know what we want when we're 20, 22. But there are certain indicators that should help you sort of have an idea. If you really want to have a family, that should sort of dictate the decisions you make early in life, because a family can't be put off necessarily.
Not
tick,
forever.
Tick,
yep.
As you're saying. You know, it wasn't something that I had prioritized for sure. I didn't even know that it was going
to
happen
for
me.
Well, the ticking's softer for a dude. I hate to say it.
Absolutely. But I'm still saying there are plenty of guys who are... Yeah, I'm having kids, man. Yeah. I want to have them young. I want to enjoy them.
I don't want to be 60 years old and, you know, have a kid in middle school.
And trying to retire and save for college. Yeah,
right.
There's a tear there, no doubt.
I'd like to retire around that age. And people who have whole second families, it's crazy. That is, you really done it to yourself.
Yeah, that's not.
And that's what really hurts.
About 60% of tech workers can't even afford homes in San Francisco.
Yeah.
60% of them.
Well, yeah, and even if you could afford one, good luck getting one. Someone's going to swoop in and pay cash with a two-day close.
I know, man.
It's pretty damn competitive.
And with the delaying having kids being a nationwide trend, almost half of U.S. births, this is another story, semi-related, almost half of U.S. births happen outside of marriage.
Oh.
Signaling a cultural shift. 40% of all births in the U.S. now occur outside of wedlock, up 10% from 1970.
I'm actually surprised it's only up 10% from 1970.
That is a stat released from an annual report just yesterday.
Well, marriage just doesn't have the same import that it had in the past.
Well,
people just, you know, it's not the important thing that it used to be.
I think it still, as an institution, is a thing that people, especially, you value your marriage.
Oh, my God,
I value
love
your
it.
Marriage.
Sure.
You know, but I, you know, it's taken some PR hits. No doubt the divorce rate was something that a lot of kids grew up with. We've talked about, you know, in school, even back when I was a kid, there was how many kids are, you know, parents are still together? It was like me and one dude.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, we are. And I didn't even know that should be a thing, but it was. It was happening around me. I just didn't.
Right.
I was living in my house where there they were.
Watching your every move.
Right.
Policing you all the time.
Day,
telling
day.
You what to do.
Get off me, Sandy.
Want to watch Knots Landing?
That was much later.
How about General Hospital?
I did watch that with her, too.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her.
Yeah.
Well, she's your mom.
You're right.
It's good news.
Anyway, almost half of U.S. births happening out of wedlock. So there you go.
Wow.
A 10-year-old kid in San Francisco named Niall McDermott. You know this guy?
I do not.
He just finished a pretty impressive feat past Sunday.
Right here in town.
His grandfather had been battling lung cancer and he wanted to do something to support him. So Niall challenged himself to 55K races in 50 days.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 55Ks.
That's 3 miles-ish.
Every day.
Every day.
And he found
his parents
talked, one a day?
I guess. His parents talked to his doctor about it first and told Niall that he could stop whenever he wanted to. They figured that he'd quit at some point. They didn't think he'd actually do all 50, but he did. He ran his first 5K at the end of August and ran his 50th in San Francisco on Sunday and raised about $4,000 for cancer research in the process.
Oh, that's great.
So that is great.
It's tough to watch your grandfather suffering like that.
Yeah.
And he did something. He was
racing
proactive and he did what he could to make himself feel better and probably make a lot of people feel good about it. Look at
I hope he gets
inspired.
He's
a little guy, too. Look at him.
Oh, what a cutie. Oh, my God. I love him.
Isn't he cute?
Just a little 10-year-old with his glasses on. And looks like he may have lost weight.
Well, that happens.
He's tiny.
Yeah.
Little runner. I hope that inspires him to do more, you know, to see what an impact this made and, you know, what an incredible age to find that out, you know? You do things, you can make a mark.
Right.
It's great. It's a nice story, Vinny. Look at us with a nice story today.
I'm really trying to avoid certain things.
Well, we were talking about this during the break. There's so much happening politically right now that we're just like, we want to be your refuge from that. You know, big stories, of course we mentioned those, but
we'll hit those real quick.
We just try to have some fun. Like, you know, we're all bombarded with it all day long. When the world's talking about the bad stuff, you can come to us.
San Francisco named 4th best city for pizza by TripAdvisor.
Really?
4th best.
San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Is the
4th best.
I can think of 100 towns with better pizza than San Francisco.
Oh.
Sorry, San Francisco.
This makes me think of a commercial. There's a Coke commercial on they're playing it during football games. And it's showing all the different pizzas. And it's New York, and you go, oh, New York, and it's a guy in a pizzeria, and he throws a slice down, and you're like, oh, God.
And it's hanging off the plate, like it's
and then
just
they go
the
to
plate with a sheet.
Chicago, and it's this big, deep dish,
like
and then
they go
somewhere, I don't know, I guess it's in California, where they're like, eggplant, and they go back to the guy from New York, and he's like, that's not pizza. But it's just everybody's got a different idea of what pizza is.
So it comes down to what you grew up with. I'm convinced of that, you know?
Like, but New York wins. They came in first place on the list of best pizzas. Chicago was second. Las Vegas was third. And San Francisco.
Why Las
Vegas? So an extreme drop off after Chicago to Vegas and San Francisco.
Yeah, I grew up with a bar pizza, and they're just these tiny little pizzas, and they're just, I've never seen them anywhere but Boston. But my friend Village, whenever he comes out,
Village,
to thank us for, you know, putting him up and whatever, he always sends me frozen pizzas from the Cape Cod Cafe, which is in like Brockton, Massachusetts, and they're just the pizzas I remember. Oh my God! I was like, yes. She's like, when can we have them out again? I'll send a few of those over. Ooh.
Well, you've never thought I should just get him to give me the connect so I can order those?
No,
for my...
it's just nice that he sends those, but it's true. I suppose I could just contact them. And
yeah.
But the bonus is I get to see Village.
Right.
Hey, Village.
Last time he was here, he's got some classic stories.
Oh.
Classic.
Like what?
I'd rather not share them, but...
Stuff about him, not about me.
No, stuff about him.
Yeah.
In his life today.
Oh, dude, he's a crazy person.
No, like, he's not crazy.
Oh, no, he's
crazy.
Actually,
he's crazy. Seems to have it figured out.
Really?
Yeah, he's making good decisions.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, I guess he didn't tell you all the stories.
What story am I
Nothing.
Missing?
Just, you know, that dude is... Whew. I'm always like, how do you do it, buddy?
How do you do what?
What he's doing.
Live? What?
He's got some girlfriend in the Philippines or something. He's convinced they're in love. They've never...
Oh, he never... I didn't...
Yeah, well, I knew he didn't tell you all the
he
stories.
He could be on that show, 90 Day Fiancé.
He didn't
TLC.
Tell me that story.
Mm.
He told me that he had a nice arrangement and that it was going well.
Mm.
And after hearing it,
he
I was
sends
like,
her money.
I wonder if his girlfriend knows about
not
the arrangement.
Spending, you know, there's it's an arrangement.
Has he ever met her?
No, this girl? No.
Yeah.
They met on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they talk on Facebook.
Oh. Do they talk...
Marriage, yes.
Oh.
Marriage?
Unfortunately, she's married and has a couple kids right now.
But, oh, well, that's not
you know,
convenient.
They're working on that.
Mm.
Marriage.
Village? Mm. What are you doing?
Nothing. He's not doing anything. I think this is a very safe relationship. Right up until the day she shows up at his doorstep is what I'm thinking.
Oh, my.
I love that guy.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
That's not...
You're like, good decision. I'm like, who are you talking about?
He didn't tell me any of that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Don't forget. Excuse
oh, my goodness.
Me. Sorry.
You're excused.
Don't. What?
She
what would your
that.
Mother say I, about
she
that?
She would say, clearly, it was coming out of you. You just needed to do it and
While
say, excuse me.
While you're on the air, you couldn't wait 3 minutes?
I couldn't. It was coming out. Anyway. It
seemed a little forced.
The move.
Oh.
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know what she's,
I'm the
she's
one.
All over
you're
you.
The one.
The monster.
You guys.
Don't wake the monster.
Okay,
it's awake.
And it's coming after you, Hooman.
Yeah, you're next, buddy.
I know.
Anyway, the movie review is coming up, but let me do a few texts right. first.
Like the picture.
I liked it already, and I left you a comment.
I'm sure I liked it, too. What do you? Was this on Alice?
Yeah, Alice 973.
It's the mid-90s thing.
Sarah.
Yes.
Oh, it says, good morning, Alice. Sarah, we have a lot in common, born the same year. I grew up in the East Bay and loved Speed Racer and Kimba.
Oh, Kimba.
We had it out here, too.
Oh, Kimba was out here.
OFOC.
Oh, OFOC to you, too.
That's overwhelming feelings of concern if you don't know.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful term of endearment that smart people say when they're not quite ready to express themselves fully in
to say
person.
Love. It's right. What a wimp says when he's afraid to say I love you.
I think it's
I have overwhelming. Yeah, oh, well, I didn't want to say that.
Oh.
He's already
That's
mad.
What it says online.
Oh my God, you just made my head hurt.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more head hurting after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.